This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? I'm blessed in the name of the Lord for getting us up this morning and bringing us into His presence. We slept, we are woke because He sustained us. Magnify Him and celebrate Him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Lord, we are here in Your presence. Grant each of us express access on the altar of prayer. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. God still responds by a voice to the prayer of His people today. Let him that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you know not, that's blocking your way forward. Ask me, what's blocking my way forward? Why is the word not working in my life? Only those who ask questions are entitled to answers. As we do in our prayer, Shiloh prayer hour, you have 30 minutes before the Lord. Come and do this, is the prayer of children. What must I do? Is the prayer of adults. It's time to ask from the Lord, what must I do for my desired change of story to become a reality? What must I do to move out of this circumstance into what I know you have prepared for me? Call upon me and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. He said, I have a covenant to answer you when you call on me, when you ask me questions. I have a covenant with you to answer you. Verse 20 and 21. He said, my covenant be not with the day and with the night. And my covenant with my servant David, the priest, the Levite, which means my covenant with the redeemed is as intact as my covenant of the day and of the night. We don't have answer because we don't ask questions. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he answered him. Mark 10, 17 to 21. Peter also asked, we have left all and we have followed thee. What shall we have then? He answered him. We serve a question answering God. We serve a question answering Savior. It's our responsibility to ask questions and set ourselves to have the answer. You can't get on the phone and talking and talking and talking without a space for response from the other side. That's what we do today. And then you're sweating all over. And then you bang the phone because the other person has no room to respond. No room. I will set me upon my watch, stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and I want to see what he will say unto me. What I will answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord said, write the vision. I will set myself, I will position myself to receive from him in response for the things I'm asking him. And the Lord said, write the vision. It's time to be armed with your journal. Anytime you're standing in the place of prayer, expecting his response. Expecting his response. Asking questions guided my step till date. Supernaturally so. Lord, are you asking us to move to Kaduna or stay back here in Lorin? Stand up, take your Bible. Here is the answer. Watch out for answers to the questions you are asking. The labor of the foolish will is every one of them because he knows not how to go to the city. Lord, you have acquired this land. What do you want to use this land for? Only those who ask questions receive answers. Within 5 days, master plan was delivered. And he's standing there today. Now, listen. It's so important. You have gone around in circles long enough. Been struggling and struggling, Lord. Why is this thing not working? I ask him the question, Lord, why is this church not growing? And then, Lord, I need to hear from you. 3 days of prayer and fasting with three of these other workers. Stand up and let me show you. Let me answer your question. One, there's a layer of darkness on top of this roof misrepresenting what I'm doing in this church. Blast it. Two, keep telling everybody to come and see what Christ is doing in this place. Three, keep sowing the seed, the word of God. As the grass grows, the shoot will come. And keep the grass green. Look, 40 years ago, 4-point answers is still working. Won't you ask questions? And it's not working. And you are sweating all over. He has the answer. Why not ask him? If any man lack wisdom on the way forward, let him ask from me. I'm the fountain of wisdom. And I'll give it to him liberally, without calling him a fool. It's time to spend the next 30 minutes and ask. Look, don't ask too many things. Bread and butter. What exactly is your mission this morning? Without hearing from God, we'll have missed Canaan land. Lord, what are you saying? This is the place. It's so important. Many want answers without asking questions. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. It's how we finish in class. Anybody with any question? Oh, no question. Okay, thank you very much. You can't have an answer without asking questions. No one can attempt an answer without asking questions. It's time to ask for the way forward. It's time to ask from the Lord and be diligent in hearkening to assess his response. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do what I command you, watch, it will keep changing your level. This is a money of answers. This money is a money of answers to your questions. So ask sincere questions. Don't tempt God. Say, why are you tempting me? They thought you were asking questions. He said, you are tempting me. You are not asking a question. You are querying me. You are setting a trap for me. Ask him sincere questions. He has ready answers to every of our questions. We go to Garden of Faith. When they showed me the place for the first time, Jesus, what are you saying? We had no money physically. He said, this is the place. I said, God just spoke now. This is the place. It's time to pick from heaven. His voice never lacked testimony. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. In his temple does everyone speak of his glory. His voice always leads to glorious testimonies. So it's time to ask questions on the way forward. And the question answering God, the covenant keeping question answering God, we answer you this morning. So no pray without break. Yes, I pray 30 minutes. Amen. Okay, what did you hear? Nothing. Answer is on the way coming. Answer is on the way coming. The labor of the foolish will is every one of them because he knows not how to go to the city. He knows not how. We're in this place today because he said so. This shall be called Shiloh. You gather annually for the purpose of conferment of dominion and assessing your inheritance. Simple, clear, no guesswork. Sir, this was not an advertisement. It doesn't need an advert. Shiloh does not need an advert. From the, it doesn't need an advert. You know why? He says so. Let's stop jobs. You see one business job. Another one is bam. Until the profit you have ever made in your life is wasted. Ask God the way forward. Stand to your feet. Time to go before the Lord this morning. There's a ready answer to your question. So I'd like you to take your prayer journal. Don't pray to the atmosphere this morning. Don't pray to the cloud. Pray to a living God. Pray expecting, anticipating, and looking forward to responses. Now the next 30 minutes, we are before the Lord, each one of us. Take any position that's convenient for prayers, not convenient for sleep, convenient for prayers, and diligently hearken. Make this your first experience. I want to hear from God. I want to hear in response to my prayers this morning. Why is this business crawling? Why has tension remained in my family life? What is behind this sickness of going and coming all the time? Jesus, I need an answer. Show me the way forward this morning. I don't want to be fighting someone beating the air. Show me the way forward this morning. In this area and that area. Target something. Hannah targeted something and it turned with the thing. If you remember me, and God remembered Hannah, I've asked him of the Lord. God gave him what he asked. Go ahead. You can pray in the spirit, pray your understanding. Only those in the spirit can hear the voice of the spirit. Only those in the spirit can hear the voice of the spirit. I was in the spirit and I heard. 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 Serving God is for profitable living. Why is he not profiting me the way the world says it will profit me? I serve you, taking it away from my body. Why is sickness hanging on my body? What is my issue? Jesus. You are receiving guidance this morning on the way forward. Guidance this morning on the turn to make. All over the world at this time, go before the Lord. Stand on your watch. Set yourself on the prayer tower. Watch to see what he will say to you. Many are receiving answers by the voice for the first time this morning. Answer by voice. You are receiving answer by a voice this morning. You are receiving answer by a voice this morning. You are receiving answer by a voice this morning. What must I do to be saved? And he was told. Men and brethren, what shall we do? The Holy Ghost answered them. Answer me this morning on this matter. Answer is coming to the issue of your health. Answer is coming to issue concerning your ministry. Answer is coming on the next step to take. I've done all I know. What are you saying for me to do, Jesus? Holy Spirit, where am I missing it? Moses spake unto the Lord, and he answered him by a voice. Exodus 19:19. I'm the Lord, I change not. He's still answering his people by a voice today, if they will only diligently hearken. If they will only diligently hearken. I'm here this morning, Jesus. Show me the way forward. I thank you for how far you have brought me. But there are still many rivers to cross. I don't want to pitch my tabernacle here. Show me the way forward. Arise and depart, for this place is polluted. It can destroy. This is not your rest. This can't be my rest. You are taking me somewhere. You are taking me somewhere. Stagnation is not my portion. I'm redeemed to shine more and more till the perfect day. What must I do to be settled in marriage? What must I do to secure a good job? What next must I do to advance this business? Be willing to hear. You may not say what you want. Be willing to hear. Be willing to hear. He may not tell you what you want, but be willing to hear. Be willing to hear. His voice is the voice of correction, the voice of reproof, the voice of instructions. Be willing to hear. Be willing to hear. No more guesswork. Guesswork hardly works. Guesswork hardly works. Guesswork hardly works. Guesswork hardly works. There's a place called there. There's a place. There's a way forward. There's a place called forward. I must get there. Spiritually, I need a change of level. What must I do for my spiritual change of level? I need a change of level. What must I do to secure a change of level in my spiritual life? Begin to give God thanks. Begin to give God thanks for access, 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 access. Give him thanks for access. No more guesswork. No more guesswork. You're on your way forward. 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 Give God thanks. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the way forward. Begin to receive grace from God to follow. To follow. Whatever I have shown to you, receive grace to follow. Receive grace to follow. Receive grace to follow. Do that in the spirit, do that in understanding. Celebrate the faithfulness of God to back up his word in your life. Celebrate the faithfulness of God to back up his word in your life. Celebrate the faithfulness of God to back up his word in your life. Now be specific. Thank him for that thing. That thing he just showed you now. Thank him for it. Thank him for the thing he just showed you now. Thank him. Thank him. Would you thank him for opening your ears to hear? Thank him. Thank him for opening your spiritual ears to hear. Thank him. Thank him for opening your spiritual ears to hear. Thank him. Thank him for opening your spiritual ears to hear. Thank him. Thank him for opening your spiritual ears to hear. Thank him. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Amen. So there is no greater asset in the faith than access to the voice of His Majesty. It sets the pace for the unusual. It takes you beyond you. It takes you beyond you. It takes you beyond you. More often than not, he doesn't say what you want. Don't put words in his mouth. He does not say what you want. What that man wanted was not what he got. So he said, no, I can't afford that. He never got, you can't determine what he says. So maintain a neutral gear to hear him. You have asked questions this morning. The answer may drop after we close in this session. The answer may drop while you're on your way back to rest. The answer may drop while you are in the morning session this morning. Watch out for the answer. Watch out for the answer. The answer is sure. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
I prayed and I prayed. Lord Jesus answered me.
Congratulations. 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 The answers released to you today will keep speaking all the days of your life. You never, never miss your steps again. It shall be for you another concern you forward ever and backward never. God can't lead the way to a battle and return defeated. As God keeps leading your steps, you never know defeat again. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one leading my way. Do I walk through the shadow of the valley of death? I shall fear no evil. When God is leading the way, battles are won. Therefore, every battle of your life harassing your destiny, they are declared won. As God shows the way to go, and you go that way, you never lack testimony. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Please get seated for a moment. The morning session here is called Hour of Visitation. And the first one is this morning. So watch out for his visitation. When God visits, he changes the story of the visited. God came down and brought them out of Egypt. Watch out for his visitation. From the prayer session to the various word session this morning, watch out. It's what you expect to experience. Watch out for his visitation. He said, the Lord shall visit you and bring you out of this land. He's visiting you this morning to bring you out of the unwanted circumstance around your life. He will do that by his word. He will do that in praise. He will do that as you open your ears to hear, your spiritual ears. I pray this morning that everyone's spiritual ears be open. Where would I have been today without access to the voice? The things I would never want to do, his voice will lead me. That's what to do. I'd never want to be in Lagos forever. I rise, get down to Lagos, and I had. In case you have had something that you didn't feel like doing, that's what to do. You don't do it, you pay for it. Why is this not working? I'm not there. Oh, then what are we doing there? After 6 years of futile labor, shut down. It wasn't there. Your labor will not be wasted anymore. As I declare this morning, God who speaks to me and others before me, others with me in clear terms, will start speaking to you in clear terms. So spend every free time you have as a getaway time to assess answers to questions asked where the full scale has not been delivered and you have it. Praise God. There are things you pray for and then on your way home, it speaks up. On your way to bed, it speaks up. On your way where you're trying to eat, it speaks up. This shall be a mountain of voices for everyone. And the voice of God to you will always culminate in testimonies. Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. The morning session starts 7:15, almost time. Lift up your two hands and thank God for the encounter in this Shiloh prayer hour. Celebrate him and magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Please settle down, engage with God. You may want to walk around. 7:15, the hour of visitation begins, and you shall be visited. Amen. One more time, congratulations. Help me congratulate your neighbors on your right and your left. Jesus has done it again.
Shall we share the goodness in fellowship? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2024, 7:15, the hour of visitation commences.
Dearly beloved, We believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.